Giovanni Vincenzo, son of Giuseppe, himself the son of Giovanni Fattori of Pistoia, and of Lucia, daughter of Giuseppe Nannetti of Florence, was born on the 6th of September at 6 inch the morning.
So states the baptismal register preserved in the archives of the Episcopal Curia of Livorno. The document finally settles a long-disputed date, questioned even by the painter himself, who for years believed he had been born in 1828 rather than 1825. That sheet of paper does more than record a date. It speaks of roots, kinship, and the geography of a family. It tells us that Giovanni was given the names of his grandfather and his uncle in a gesture of memory and affection. In those years, the Cathedral of Livorno was the only church in the city center to possess a baptismal font, a 17th century work commissioned by Knight Biagio Pignata, first chamberlain to Ferdinand I, Grand Duke of Tuscany. An octagonal basin in polychrome marble, adorned with Pignata's coat of arms, a pot brimming with coins, symbolizing prosperity and faith. It is the only part of the cathedral to have survived the bombing of the Second World War. Even today, it retains its intact Rococo-style stuccos, accessible through a small door in the transept or directly from the street, among the remains of the original facade. Stepping outside, one is met by the Palazzo San Sebastiano, where the statue of the saint stands proudly, sculpted by Valmore Gemignani, the same artist who also gifted Livorno with the monument to Fattori. Within the cathedral, art continues to breathe in the canvases of two great masters, Tommaso Gazzarini, a native of Livorno like Fattori, and Giuseppe Bezzuoli, Fattori's teacher in Florence. From the latter, one work in particular stands out, St. Francis saving a drowning man in the Nera. Dismissed by contemporaries as hastily executed, it is now recognized as a powerful example of Tuscan Romantic painting, with echoes of Raphael and an evocative force that could not have escaped the attention of a young, restless, and brilliant Giovanni Fattori.